Sportsbet, bet with mates, start your group, bet together, share the moment, conditions apply, gamble responsibly. And this fellow here joining us would be $1 to make a cake for his dog, Sean the Trader. Good afternoon.
I like his style, whoever that was. It's quite new, Sean. I enjoyed that very much. I can relate heavily to what was just spoken about. Was it Sats or Badger when it was Sats, was it?
It was Sats, yeah. You overdo the dog stuff, don't you?
Well, a little bit. Now, my lovely fiancée, Vanessa, was actually guilty of ordering the birthday cake for dogs. She's looking at me on the couch now, but you are an A-grade, Vanessa. That's confirmed. But yes, I confirm the dog has been eating birthday cake.
Yeah, guilty. I told you, Fletch.
But can they have... What's the go with a grape? Why can't they have a grape? Get stuck in
there. Yeah, grapes are no good, I think. Chocolate's definitely no good. And maybe avocado. There's a few funny ones. Avocado's no good. Something poison. Or it might be the fatty, the fat content. They can't break it down or something. Not sure.
Now, Sean the Trader, this is the time of the year where I completely over-index my time wasting on trying to find the Melbourne Cup winner. Have you learned anything from the weekend? Incentivise is very, very short. I can't get around it at the weights personally, Shawnee, but you might have a difference of opinion.
Yeah. Well, I actually had that question written down, whether you're going to be... You are the doyen of the Melbourne Cup, Joel Kane.
Yes.
Are you buying or selling at the current price? And it's $2.50. We learned today it's going to be carrying a whopping 57 kilograms, which I'm sure it's been said about a million times today, but it's going to need to join McCulloch Diva in the only horse to do that in the last 50 years. So history is definitely against it. It was $6.50 before the Caulfield Cup, but it was bloody impressive. And judging by the reaction of the punters that I was with, a few people actually found it on the day as well. So it was a bad day to be a bookie on Saturday. A few favourites got up. But, yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm not sure I can get around $2.50. And if I had to have a guess, I would expect it would be drifting somewhat late, closer to the jump. So you might just be able to hold your tickets and get a bit of price.
Well, I can tell you this. I have my sugar files every year, Fletch, and it has picked under its criteria. I think it's something like 19 from the last 23 winners. And solid. I can tell you this exclusively. Incentivise does not meet the criteria.
Because of the weight?
Because of the weight and not proven.
Form.
So if you are carrying 55.5 or more kilos, you must have been proven at 3,000 metres plus.
Mm.
It does not meet that criteria.
I like it.
Anyway, what about the invitation, Shawnee?
No, that's an invitation. Yeah, I've put the feels out to young Emac, and he hasn't got back to me.
But
I do have an update on the Cox plate. Zaki, still a $3.20 favourite there. I heard the little snippet of J-Mac before. I think he might have been speaking to SEN Track. And he mentioned the little form slump last start. And obviously, he probably will beat it last start out. And punters have been left with a few trust issues after that. I think if it can, as J-Mac said, if it can regain the form before that run, I think it easily deserves to be favourite and it wins this race. Animo is the second pick, $3.80. And probably, as I said, beat Zaki in the Mount Power a couple of weeks ago. That's $13. Might be a bit of value, but probably.
Ooh, you like that, Brian, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Probably there you go. So are you settled, Shawnee, on where you land at the moment?
I'm probably ill. I'm with Team Brian Fletcher.
Ooh, okay.
Let's stick together, Sean.
I might do a little cheeky probably ill into Twilight payment, multi at any old price if you don't mind.
Yes.
What would that be?
Throw a bit of 100 to 1.
Throw a bit of Conrad in there as well.
Yeah. What else you got, Shawnee boy?
Monday night football tomorrow morning, lads. The NFL. What about the game today? Went into overtime. Pittsburgh taking on Seattle. The over backers should go and buy a lottery ticket, and the unders backers, they are on the floor. It was 42.5, 20-20 after regulation, and then Pittsburgh hit the field goal to land on that magical 43 number. So a bit of a bad beat for the unders backers there. We say it all the time, sure, it's a terrible, terrible bet. But the game tomorrow, Tennessee Titans, big outsiders at home to Buffalo. Buffalo right in the Super Bowl betting, obviously. Titans are $3.11. Buffalo $1.37. The Lions 5.5. And that total is a big old 53.5. So expecting plenty of points tomorrow for Monday Night Football.
Hey, how are you playing it? What's the bet there?
I haven't actually got. Sometimes no bet is the most important bet.
That's right.
Sugar.
Yep.
And I haven't got anything in this one. So I'm going to be quite happily watching it. Who knows? I have a tendency to find some things late.
No, I like that. More regard for people who sometimes shoulder arms, Brian. You'd have to play it every ball that comes your way.
What if it's a 2020? You got to.
Yeah, true.
Otherwise, the run rate gets too low.
Oh, Saturday, race to race, mate. That's 2020.
Run rate's low. Got to get my strike rate up.
Yes. Righto, Shawnee. Great to chat, mate.
All right, boys. Speak to you soon.